You're locked on Space Station Tango, on the ground at 89.5 FM KZCT Vallejo and the entire San Pablo Archipelago, worldwide from Locked Orbit Tango high above the Earth and across the galaxy via XDAC Transtemporal Link.
This is Space Station Tango's Earthside News, April 1st, 2056. In the headlines, the Islamic Caliphate defended its brutal siege against the Israelis hanging on in the Gaza Strip, and the Japanese finally finished stage 2 of their eternal vault for the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant. But the big story this hour is the ongoing failure of the Miami seawall. It was the first of the major eastern seaboard security projects rushed into place during the Greenland ice shelf collapses of the 30s.
And there it goes! The last of the underpinnings holding the ice sheet in place are shearing and it's starting to slide behind me!
Miami's battle against the sea has been legendary, but design limitations in the wall have proven too compromising to fix with a retrofit. Dan Farr has the latest.
I'm sorry about the noise, but there's nowhere to get away from it here. Most of the effort in shoring up the seawall has gone into the Biscayne Barrier, so the main press center is there at the Cape Florida terminus. The battle has shifted, though. I'm at the south pumping station by the Islandia locks. To the north, the Elliott Key wall is beginning to buckle. Crews are working frantically to stay ahead of the collapse, but with the Turkey Point nuclear plant just across the bay, officials are taking no chances. Residents around Turkey Point have been told to evacuate. This is Dan Farr, Earthside News.
All lanes of the I-95 South Extension are set northbound to facilitate the evacuation. Nearly 3.5 million people have been evacuated so far. With two of the old nuclear fission power plants currently under environmental stress, the obvious question is why? Back at the turn of the century, when it became undeniable that the seas were rising, how was it that no one made the connection that most nuclear power plants were seaside to take advantage of plentiful cooling water? To answer that question, you'd need to understand the level of denial fostered by the energy companies at the time. That's beyond the scope of this newscast, but you can find backgrounders on our feed. Nod the XDAC link upper right to stack it in your queue. Well, it's election time again. Today begins the 2056 election campaign. In accordance with fair election law, we'll be airing the mandated number of political ads. Earthside News is prohibited from endorsing a candidate directly or indirectly. XDAC the ad for more information on any candidate.
Harrison Crum, a killer smile. Harrison Crum, a firm handshake. Harrison Crum, he parts his hair on the right. Here's what people around the planet are saying about Harrison Crum.
Harrison Crum, ooh, han utl der full kommet.
My man, Harrison Crum, I dig his suits.
Harrison Crum, il est merveilleux en les vêtements.
Right, Harrison Crum, ooh, he looks great in a suit.
Harrison Crum, you may not agree with him, but he does look good in a suit. Elect Harrison Crum April 2nd. He looks good in a suit. The best-selling water on the planet doesn't come in an expensive bottle with a fancy name. The best-selling water on the planet doesn't come from some magical, mythical source. And it doesn't have bubbles, natural or otherwise. The best-selling water on the planet falls from the sky. It runs downhill and accumulates in the low spots where we're waiting to collect it. Puddle, the best-selling water on the planet. And for one reason, it's just water.
Pick up an extra flagon of Puddle at all Wiggly Wawas, Circle 10s, and Spaceways. Puddle, locally sucked and siphoned by Tom, Dick, and Harry.
You're listening to Earthside News, April 1st, 2056. Earlier today, SpaceX announced that the Titan X geothermal systems have come online. They're now powering and heating the domed facility 200 meters beneath the ocean surface of Saturn's moon Titan. The scientific crew will arrive next month to begin their survey of the amazing array of deep water life forms that have captured the world's imagination.
We were frankly stunned when the TIX-5 sub-ice probe showed us any life at all, but to find a thriving ecosystem under such an icy exterior was just completely unexpected. After that, the Titan X project was a lock.
Dia Navarre is the Titan X data logistics officer.
We've done a fair bit of exploring, and you get used to the first images coming back showing you bare rock, or maybe some sand. So when the first thing we saw was movement everywhere, well, that was a surprise.
Dr. Navarre has been on planet with the thermal team for 3 months. We asked if there were any other surprises.
Just the hum.
The hum?
Yeah, it's everywhere. It permeates everything. A deep, resonant hum. It's soothing, really.
What is it?
Oh, we have no idea. We've had our hands full building out the colony. But things like that are one reason we explore. We'll get to it.
Dr. Dia Navarre from the Titan X colony on Saturn's moon Titan. This is Earthside News.
How much would you expect to pay for a Levitron supersuit?
9,000 credits.
It's self-cleaning.
9,500.
It's self-pressing.
10,200.
It's indestructible.
12,000?
And you can fly.
You can fly?
Yes, the self-cleaning, self-pressing, indestructible flying supersuit by Levitron. The ultimate breakthrough in fashion and transportation. Now priced at 7,000 credits, but only through Intervention Day.
Test fly the Levitron Supersuit today at any J.C. Shekels location.
Pockets, fasteners, flight school, and licensing not included. Weight may vary due to settling. Local airspace regulations may apply.
Service not available in certain areas. Sometimes and dates excluded. Check your local carrier.
Hi, I'm Dan from Disclaimer Warehouse. You know, most lawyers agree that everything you do needs to be disclaimed. That's why we stock more disclaimers than anyone on the planet. Figures verify. By Polk and Adams, sampling error plus or minus 3.5%. Just listen to these.
This offer void on Thursday, Saturdays, first and third Mondays of each month, and odds of winning are 1 in 45. Sliding scale payments and finance charges, mumbo jumbo.
For the best way to say it may or may not be true, remember, Disclaimer Warehouse, the lowest prices on disclaimers.
Price does not include tax, title, delivery, setup, extras, finishing, shipping, handling, dealer prep, or surcharge. Quantities are limited.
On Earth, the protests continue over the proposal to build luxury condominiums into the walls of the Grand Canyon, one of the solar system's leading tourist attractions. A ruling by Interplan is still months away, but the demonstrations grow by the day.
In Tri-Li, the Bay's Stuff Dubbins continues to dominate the Excelsior tournament. We've become almost numb to Dubbin's nightly dazzle, but sometimes you just have to stop and marvel.
Condors are down two with 14 seconds to go. They need a three-wall ringer to win. Everyone here knows that, so the Quakes are in a box and hover prevent. Stuff fakes left, dips right to get past Torby's reach. He's got Bogo down the line, whistles a shot to him. No, his follow-through wasn't down the line. It was windmilled off the wall behind him. Dubbins kicks hard across grab space. Ball off the wall. Dubbins' glide path is right on line. Harris blocking Stuff's line. And Dubbins missed him. Wait, no, he meant to do that. He pivots feet first to swing his feet, and he's off the wall fast. Harris was trying to block. He's offline for the ball. Stuff's closes. Nails a shot against the flow. Floor, wall, ceiling wall, and whoop for four. Four. Holy cow, what an unbelievable play. That's got to be the highlight of the year. Stuff Dubbins, just unbelievable.
Apparently an unbelievable end to that game. That's Earthside Sportser Gerald Fitz from the Cube at the Zoltan Hoverdome. Stuff Dubbins and the Condors are up 2-0 in the tournament. You're listening to Earthside News.
Most beers try to please everybody, but not Heavy. Heavy Bear is not for wimps, women, or wusses. Heavy is for men. If you have any doubts, just try to pick up the can.
I can do it.
Get out of my way. So after a hard day of male bonding, slam down a Heavy. Hard. When less filling and great taste don't matter, pick up a case of Heavy. But don't hurt yourself.
You like your air clean. You like your water pure. You like your children educated and your community safe. You like a place for everything and everything in its place. Chester Massengill likes that too.
Sounds good to me. If you like it, I like it, by golly.
Vote Chester Massengill. Let's keep Utopia utopian.
Yeah, what he said.
That's our Earthcast for tonight. Thanks for sticking around so I could come back and tell you that. I'm Remy Dax for Earthside News.
You're locked on Space Station Tango, on the ground at 89.5 FM KZCP, Vallejo, and the entire San Pablo Archipelago, worldwide from Locked Orbit Tango high above the Earth, and across the galaxy via X-Tac Transcamperal Link.